What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey. It is Say What Saturday, and that means I'm going over my week, what stood out, good, bad, indifferent, just anything that stuck out to me. So I had another major WTF moment, and I'm still going through it. So I purchased the software, and I tried out the software. As soon as I purchase something, I always try it out to make sure it's fresh in my mind from seeing, you know, what was on their sales funnel and see, hey, does it live up to the hype? Well, I was so excited to purchase this software because it meant I could minimize some expenses. And I was digging the software, and then I was setting up some of the bonuses they offered, and everything just came to a complete halt, and then different things started disappearing off the platform. It was just so crazy and strange. And this has been happening for, about a good almost 2 weeks. I've been trying out this software. And so today I'm just like, you know what? I'm just requesting a refund. Big pet peeve, and why my clients, my buyers, my customers, however you want to think of it, mean so much to me. One, you know, I definitely have integrity, and I want to give a lot of value to my clients, my customers, my buyers. And one thing I won't do is promote or sell something that does not do what it says. I'm not going to cut corners at the expense of making a profit. And, you know, that just really irritates me because I'm all for supporting other entrepreneurs. But, you know, man, I hate when I get burned, when you have such high hopes and then you find out that, oh, wait a minute. So this was just straight up kind of a scam and seedy. And so that's what has happened, and I've been struggling with that, and it just drives me bonkers just because I know the blood, sweat, and tears I put into my business. And I mean, I roll out new products very quickly. It's because, you know, sometimes to my detriment, I want them to be extremely perfect, or I don't think it's good enough yet. So if I don't think it's good enough yet, or I don't think it has enough value, I won't roll it out. And yes, I know, you know, time is of the essence when you're an entrepreneur, but I will never roll out something that's half-ass. I just won't do that. And I will never put something on my sales letter or say something about this product or bonus that I'm offering, you know, and highlighting. And then once you ask, hey, where's my bonus? You're like, oh, this is unavailable, or we're not doing that at this time. You know, I mean, by all means, update. It's just an update to take out something or to reshoot a video. So that was my, you know, kind of what the F moment. It just rubbed me the wrong way. It just really makes me upset when things like that happen. I'm not saying it happens a lot, but yeah, when you are trying something out and you have high hopes and things are going okay, and then it's like, okay, now I'm ready to do the bonus part. You know, gradually I try to get to know something, and once I feel a little bit more confident, it's like, okay, now I can implement this next part. And then to be told, oh, that's unavailable. It's like, well, how is it? Because that's the whole upsell. So yeah, that was my what the F moment. So what am I doing again? Now I have to find something that can replace this. It just gets so frustrating. But that's really what stood out this week, because I've been trying this new software. So let me know, have you guys ever been through this? How do you handle those moments when something doesn't live up to the hype, or maybe something that was advertised and they are not giving it to you? How do you deal with those moments? Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey, or hit me up on Facebook at JT Greer. As always, have a great and productive day.